a walk.
All right, let's get at it.
Hello to those of you who are welcoming in the 20th of August. It's Tuesday on the Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Bob Kay, Doug Steffen here. Let's see, Jennifer is off to another assignment from the day job. And let's see, where are we? Have Ken's on vacation. Richie's getting his fourth treatment today, I think. Today is his fourth treatment.
Isn't it? Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
And he has another, I think, 3 months to go.
Oh,
and hopefully he'll be, by Christmas time, pronounced clean. Imagine we're talking about Christmas already.
I saw Halloween decorations for sale at Rite Aid yesterday. I went, what?
What?
All right, so some Walmarts have Christmas already.
What deal do we have, or deals do we have, Roberta?
From we have stuff from Olive Garden and Pier 1 Imports, and we have back-to-school specials from Amazon and Famous Footwear. Lots of stuff today at the Queen of Cheap.
All right, and the TV report, because Jennifer's not here, I will have the honor of doing.
Oh, goody.
So I'll have more information on the Time Warner cable thing versus CBS, the start
what
of a new network today. It sure is. Plus American Idol news and personality
That's
stuff.
Still around?
True Blood, yes, it is still around.
Oh, True Blood.
Eight
oh,
and
my
change
goodness.
Past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. There's a big to-do on a website, lowpayisnotokay.org. I find this, Bob knows, because he knows me very well. Bob is general manager of the Good Day Enterprise, and as
I am
such,
again?
Keeps me, well.
I thought I was fired.
And, well, and you can have the title back, it's not worth much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What the heck? The essence of low pay, that is the kind that people who work in the fast food department, these guys want to go on strike August 29th, Roberta, and they are going to seek unionization and $15 an hour, which, of course, will change the whole Burger King, McDonald's reality. And they might actually, what these people don't realize is if they're going to get paid, or if the people working there are going to get paid $15 an hour, none of them will have a job, because the more intelligent people who can't find better jobs who will be happy to work $15 an hour will show up. And guess what? We'll actually be able to understand what the people behind the counter tell us. So I'm all for paying them $15 an hour. I don't go into fast food restaurants. Well, actually, the other day,
come on.
For the purposes of this story, the other day I went into a Burger King, purchased a burger at $1.58. Counter girl took $2 from me. I was digging around for change when I pulled out 8 cents from my pocket and I gave it to her. She stood there holding the nickel and the 3 pennies while looking at the screen on her register. I sensed her discomfort and tried to tell her to just give me 2 quarters, but she went to the manager for help. He tried to explain the transaction to her, but she just stood there and cried. Why do I tell you this? Because the evolution of teaching math since the 1960s, back when I was in school, I remember the math teacher gave us an example. A logger sells a truckload of lumber for $100. His cost of production is 4/5 of the price. What's his profit? What's his profit, Roberta? 4/5 of 100?
$20.
Yeah. That's right. All right. So that's from the 60s. All of us were in school then. Now, teaching math in the 70s, a logger sells a truckload of lumber for $100. His cost of production is 4/5 of the price, or $80. What's his profit?
All right. Oh, good Lord. We tell you what 4/5 of the price is.
Yes, right. That made it a little easier. Teaching math as we move forward from the 1970s to the 1980s, a logger sells a truckload of lumber for $100. Cost of production is $80. Did he make a profit, yes or no?
Oh, my goodness.
Because the value judgment stuff in the 80s. Teaching math in the 90s. A logger sells a truckload of lumber for $100. His cost of production is $80. His profit is $20. Your assignment, underline the number 20. In the 90s. Teaching math these days. A logger cuts down a beautiful forest because he is selfish and inconsiderate and cares nothing about the habitat of animals or the preservation of our woodlands. He does so he can make a profit of $20. What do you think of this way of thinking? Topic for class participation after answering the question, how did the birds and squirrels feel as the logger cut down their homes? There are no wrong answers. If you feel like crying, that's okay.
Oh, all right. My goodness.
Well, if he didn't cut them down, there would eventually be a forest fire, and they would lose their homes anyway. So it's one way or the other, either through nature or by man, they're going to lose their homes.
Now, here's the way math is taught in 2013.
Uh-oh.
Un hachero vende una carrera de master para a 100 dinero. El costo de las producciones es 80 dinero. ¿Cuánto dinero ha hecho? His probably $375,000 because his logging business is just a front for his pot farm. No. Had to think
okay.
That was good. Roberto, you didn't laugh. That was supposed to be funny.
I was thinking of whether or not I should correct your Spanish.
I know. Yeah, probably. That'd probably be a worthwhile effort. It's 13 past the hour. 888-302-3684. Other stories of the day. The editor of The Guardian, the major outlet for the revelations based on the leaks from Edward Snowden, says the British government threatened legal action against the newspaper unless it either destroyed the classified documents or handed them back to authorities. So they posted a story today. The editor of The Guardian, Alan Ruesberger, said that a month ago, after the newspaper had published all of the stories based on Snowden's material, an official advised him, "You've had your fun, now we want the stuff back." After further talks with the government, he said two security experts from government communications came in, which is basically the U.S., like the U.S. Secret Service. They visited the offices in the basement of the building. Government officials watched as computers which contained material provided by Snowden were physically pulverized. In other words, I guess this is the black helicopter version. If Richie were there, he'd be playing the black helicopter right now, I think. So now, because they were threatened, they did what the government asked them to do, and then they went public with it. The government said, if you go public with this, you'll have trouble, and that's why they went after this guy yesterday in the airport, who is the partner of the person who wrote the stories in the first place for The Guardian. So over there, they're going to be the same as we are over here. As a matter of fact, as the story goes, Americans, during the nine-hour interrogation of this guy at the airport, American security, quote-unquote, experts were on the line helping to ask questions or formulate questions to ask this guy to try to find more information on what was leaked. It's just intimidation. So now the Guardian says, we're just going to keep going after you. We'll publish more of these things. Yeah, you can come down and come into our basement. We're going to tell our readers all the time. I mean, this has become an international fiasco. And it shows me that government thugs, no matter where country they're in, are government thugs. Right? Thugs are thugs. Government thugs are government thugs. So it doesn't stop any of this. It isn't going to stop this by doing that. They already have the information. So going down there and acting like bullies in the basement to break up all of the hard drives, so what? Don't these people know once something appears in the public domain, it's never going to go away? You know, you tell that to Mr. Weiner. You're going to go destroy the hard drives that have the first pictures of him on it? You don't think there are 100 backups for that stuff? Even if they weren't planned to be backups, they were there. They are there. So anyway. Food
it's there forever.
Yes, it is. On the streets of Boston.
Mm.
Will he ever return? No, he'll never return. Remember?
Charlie.
Charlie on the MTA. Every day, people are setting goals to change their body, better their minds, improve their confidence. Self-improvement is in, as most of you know. So if you've been setting new goals, you want to improve your life by whitening your smile, for example. How's your smile? Got a lot of stains from coffee, tea, wine, smoking.
I'm drinking coffee right now.
All right, so you have ugly teeth, Roberta. Let's get you on to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the world's first tooth detergent, clinically proven to whiten your teeth. An average two shades in 5 minutes. 5 minutes, that's it. The breakthrough patented ingredient in Power Swabs penetrates deeply into the tooth enamel for ultimate stain removal and great whitening results.
I can attest to this. I saw Doug last night, and his teeth just, you know, blinded me with glare from the teeth.
Yes, gleamed in the dark. Power Swabs works on all teeth surfaces, caps, crowns, veneers, bonding. Whitening your teeth is as easy as dialing 800 865-7602. Get your smile to be stain-free and ultra-white super fast with Power Swabs. 800-865-7602. Get free shipping. Mention Doug Steffen, and you get a free stain-out whitening quick start that you can use as an application if you're on the go and you want to clean up your teeth before you go to an appointment or maybe on a date.
What's the number again?
It's 800.
Slower.
865-7602.
Got it.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, #abolishmonarchy, #guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one HTC One for $199.99 and get one free. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/29/13. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster type. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Inside scoop on deals from the queen of cheap, the dumpster diver herself, Roberta Fessinelli.
Bettinelli. Okay, let's start with Olive Garden. We got a special coupon for you, $5 off of 2 adults entrees. It expires on August 29th, so you got a bit of time to use it. Pier 1 Imports, this is the savings edition of the queen of cheap, $5 off a $25 purchase or $10 off a $40 purchase. You can use the coupon online, and or you can use a coupon code. It's called You Rock, and you'll get the $5 off $25 and the $10 off of $40 at Pier 1 Imports. Now, going back to school, we got some great back-to-school deals from Amazon. And on top of all that, you can get $5 off a $25 purchase back to school. It's called a share and claim. You got to go through a little bit of a rigmarole here, and the credit will automatically be applied to your Amazon account, so you have to create an Amazon account. But hey, it's free. It's no big deal to do that. Plus, you get to save $5. And Famous Footwear, this is especially for Jen, because I know she loves Famous Footwear. You can buy one and get one 50% off, and then with a coupon code, get an extra 20% off.
So you buy one shoe at the regular price, and the other one comes at half price.
50% off at the second price, plus you get an additional 20% off if you're a Famous Footwear member.
Second pair, Doug. Second pair.
Yes, if you're a non-member.
Not second shoe.
Right, no, you don't. No,
they only sell them in pairs.
It's not per shoe. It's per pair of shoes, Doug.
Yeah, yeah.
And the rewards member, it's again, it's free to join, so you can get an extra 20% off. So that's, it's not 70% off. It's like 50% off, and then, like, if it's $10, then here's the math lesson. Then you
new
get
math.
A second pair at $5, and then on top of that, you get 20% off, so it costs you $4.
Really?
That makes sense?
That? Yeah.
As opposed to if it was 50 plus 20, which would be 70% off of 10, then that would be $3, but it's not. It's $4. So you can get all these great deals and more by visiting the Queen of Cheap at DougSteffen.com.
She's the Queen of Cheap, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
NSYNC band members set to reunite for a special performance on the VMAs this Sunday night. MTV announced that Timberlake, who basically was on top of the charts, during the 90s? Isn't that, if Jennifer were here, she could give us the, I think it was the 90s for the most part. Going to perform at this event, received the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award. Let's see here, there are a lot of, Joey Fatone. Wasn't he a part of this? It's Fatone. Hmm. Sorry to pronounce that.
Oh, Joey Fatone.
Yeah. Lance Bass, Chris Kirkpatrick. Anyway, they're all going to be on stage on Friday night. Jay-Z will be there as well. And Jessica Biel, who is married now to Justin Timberlake, apparently she likes going up on stage with the band members as well.
Of course.
Yeah. Why not? What do you mean, of course? Why would you say,
of course?
Well,
if you were married to Justin Timberlake, wouldn't you want to go up on stage with him?
I don't know.
How to protect your property.
All right. Remember, who was it? Some guy got grabbed in the crotch.
Your property.
No, but remember last year?
You're funny.
Seriously, last year. All right, Michael, you'll remember this because Michael remembers all this stuff. Last year, some performer, I want to say it was Katy Perry's husband, whoever he is.
Russell Brand.
Russell Brand was out, was he on stage? He a singer?
No,
Russell
he's a Brand? Comedian.
All right, so who is it? There was somebody that was out singing, and a woman in the audience grabbed this guy in his crotch. And the wife who's on stage with
him. Oh, it does sound familiar.
Yeah, of course it sounds familiar. What do you think? I'm making this stuff up?
Sometimes I wonder.
I do make some of it up, but I'm not making that one up. All right, anyway, 26 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the Daily Bull Sheet.
Ooh.
There is a term
that Prince William has used for his new son.
Mm-hmm.
What is that term? 888-302-3684. If you know what Prince William calls his son, or he's referred to him in the first interviews that have been done, he's a new dad, 31 years old. He was interviewed on CNN. He said very emotional. He's feeling different about life. And he thinks that it's wonderful having a wife. His life is complete now. She's doing a fantastic job. But then when asked about the baby, he said that he is a little bit of a, and you fill in the blank for the swell prize. 888-302-3684. I'll give you a hint for the old timers who remember Felix Cavaliere. That'll be the hint. All right? How about that? It's one of my wild, you grab it from anywhere kind of hints, but it's a hint. 888-302-3684. The prince says this of his son. He uses a word to describe him. And it is, I think it's kind of an endearing term. I love the term, frankly, myself. What does Prince William call his son? 888-302-3684. Very, it's cute stuff. All right, so let's see, what other things do we have that are of interest and importance here? I just lost my train of thought.
Uh-oh.
I did. I have so much.
Down another track.
One of the things that is, I have three computers in front of me, plus mounds of paper with things that I have in my mind. I'm going to do this at a particular point, and then every once in a while my mind goes to mush. So excuse me while I sort this out.
I saw a perfect T-shirt for you the other day.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm not 80. Look at that fire engine over there.
28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Hot, 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 hot weather. What does it do for your pets? Listen carefully. It's important to keep your pets safe during the dog days of summer. Try to exercise your pet, obviously, either early in the morning before it's too hot or late in the evening when it's a lot cooler. Keep your pet safe at home and never, never, never leave a pet in a car. Let me give you an example why. The inside of a car can heat up to over 110 degrees in 8 minutes on an 80 degree day, even with the windows slightly open. Pets can also become dehydrated, so you want to make sure that your dogs and your cats always have access to nice cool water. And remember, pets that are older or younger or those with short noses like pugs and Persians have more difficulty breathing in the heat. And if you're a boater or someone who has a swimming pool in your backyard, you know, a life preserver on your dog, I know people are going to smirk at it, but remember, it could save your pet's life. Life preserver for your pets, lots of water, and never leave them in the car. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To fight. A worry in the focus here on the Good Day program as we enter into another half hour of conversation. Television report coming up. Jennifer not here for this part of the program, but Roberta Fasanelli is here, and that's a good thing, along with Bob Kay, who is filling in for the lovely Kenny Kessler, who's gone this week, trying to keep our focus on what you're thinking and what's happening in the news, the important stories
of
the day.
How am I doing?
How are you doing? I say so far about a 5.5 out of 10.
Oh,
no, that's not bad, though. Not bad at all. Egypt arresting the Brotherhood spiritual leader, the Muslim Brotherhood spiritual leader, under arrest. Sounds like they're thinking the same in Egypt as they are in England about trying to control things. Meanwhile, Mr. Mubarak has left jail. He's out on bail or whatever it is at 85 because he was not, he's found not guilty of corruption. Man, how that ever happened. You're talking about corruption. The fact that he's not guilty of it is about as corrupt a verdict as you could come across. His family has bilked $8 billion out of Egypt in the time Mubarak has been president. Let's see here. I'm looking around a lot of things. What I find here, as I want to make sure that you know what's going on, there are hundreds and hundreds of stories every day that I come across in the 5 or 6 different either newspapers or websites, the Reuters, the APs, the CBSs, the New York Times, Los Angeles Times, all that stuff. And more lately, it's been news about what's not happening in America, but what's happening offshore, or the news about what's happening is about murder and mayhem. Last week, you know, I do the weekly talk radio countdown show that's heard around the country on a lot of these same stations for 3 hours over the weekend, a review of the news talk stuff from the week, the hot hits. And there was a whole category of shootings and murders and all of that stuff. And I know that in the summertime this stuff increases because the heat makes people crazy. But still, the number of them, and I just don't want to talk about them. I met a man named Bob, who was sitting on a plane the other day with me. He was
kind of an emotional wreck. His hands were shaking. It was obvious that he was full of fear. So I said to him, what the heck's the matter? He said, I've been transferred to Detroit. I heard that people are crazy there. Lots of shootings, gangs, race riots, drugs, bad schools, highest crime rate in the nation, even worse than Chicago. Bob is obviously troubled, and so I suggested it may not be as bad as the media says it is. You probably can find a nice home inexpensively there. You mind your own business and enroll your children in a nice private school. It's probably be as safe as any place in the world. So he stopped shaking, and so I said, what is it that you're actually going to be doing there? He says, I've been hired to be a tail gunner on a Budweiser truck.
Oh, my gosh.
It's supposed to be a joke, Roberta.
Oh. I was saying, do they really have those? Maybe they really had those.
Okay, let's see the whole...
You never know, in Detroit.
Yeah, right along. Yeah.
Nicely done. Okay, 23 before the hour. Our 2020 News Quiz question was focused on what Prince William calls his son. And so let us see if we can find the proper adjective. Here's Tim. Tim, what do you think he uses as the adjective to describe his new son?
Well, I really wouldn't have a clue about the royalty stuff, but when you said Felix Cavallari, I'd have to say kind of a drag.
All right, so let's lead you to the water and see if you can jump in. What was the name of the group that Felix Cavallari led?
Wasn't it the Young Rascals?
Ah, well, actually,
ding, 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 ding.
They matured. He didn't like being called the Young Rascals, or the group didn't like it.
The Adolescent Rascals?
The Rascals. They just became the Rascals. And Prince William has been calling his son a bit of a rascal. That's how that all works. Apparently, the prince is pretty good at changing his nappy diapers, too. They don't have somebody doing it. He says that the son is quite a fighter. He wriggles around a lot, doesn't want to get his sleep, which is a bit of a problem for the two of them. So anyway, I thought that was kind of cute, and I knew that people would know the answer, so we can give you a swell prize, Tim. Hold on just a second. Thank you for listening to Good Day. Let's see. Juanita.
Just
because you didn't get the right answer to the question, she just goes away. Let's see if Philip is engaging. Hi, Philip. Are you engaging?
I think I am.
Really? Under what circumstances do you consider yourself to be engaging?
Well, that's good. I try not to criticize people too much.
Really? Why? Are you a critical person? Do people criticize you a lot? What's the background on that?
Oh, I just criticize the news.
But which part? The way it's delivered, or the information that is gleaned from the news?
Well, sometimes things are built up more than they should be, and you start
really?
Getting. Yeah.
All right. So,
like the hurricane season.
But what do you make of this? I'm going to ask you to give me a grade on this story, all right, Philip? Not the way I'm delivering it, but just the contents, all right?
Okay.
Some of the nation's top military brass, about 300 retired generals, as a matter of fact, admirals, that sort of thing, have gotten together to do what basically is a seminar and a treatise on the status of the men and women who fight. And the bottom line of this report is that they're worried that American children may be too fat to fight. The report urges policymakers to reduce the availability of junk food in schools and also the availability of junk food on military bases. 400 billion calories of junk food are being sold in our schools every year, according to the report. That's the equivalent of 2 billion candy bars. Put them on a scale, they'd weigh 90,000 tons, all of that stuff. That's more than the aircraft carrier Midway weighs. So this is in the same era where Mrs. Obama is out trying to get children to lose weight. The bottom line is 75% of all the people that would be, 18 to 24 is when you normally sign up, 75% can't pass the physical. 75% of people that are in that age bracket are unfit for service. Wow. So that would that's 25% of people who are in that age group who are qualified physically. There are some who have drug offenses as well. Some have not graduated from high school. Some have a criminal record already. But the biggest problem they have is how heavy these kids are. They can't get them into a uniform. They can't get them into school. So I thought that was pretty odd. So how's my delivery, Philip? Were you intrigued with that story?
Yeah, I am.
All right, well, there he is. 2 points for him, and it's well prized as well. All right, hold on a second, Philip. So we took care of Tim and Philip. How about taking care of you at 888-302-3684? This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with television on our minds. Just a moment here on Good Day.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. Day trips are continuing to be popular among American families this summer. According to a Harris poll, families with kids are choosing to spend their vacations at home, with more than 80% planning a summer staycation. Parents planning these trips will want to utilize their credit card rewards for things other than airfare and hotels. For these parents, it's essential to choose a card that offers rewards on all purchases and flexibility when it comes to redeeming those rewards. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
Parents should find a rewards card that allows them to redeem their points for fun family activities over the summer, whether close to home or around the world. Programs like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Credit Card make redeeming your travel rewards easy by allowing customers to apply points toward day trip expenses such as water parks, aquariums, or even the circus.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grandeur catalog. Second, intrinsically safe ear muffs, page 2606. Third, portable eye wash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's get it started.
Let's get it started.
Start school tech ready at Office Max. Save $100 on Acer's 15.6-inch touchscreen with Intel i3 processor, just $499. This extraordinary offer also includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com. Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
All right, so we have a back-to-school tips. They were featuring Facebook.com/Good Day Show. You can go back to school and shop at Office Max, find dozens of max value basics under a dollar, and you're going to get some of those as a prize if we find that your back to school tip is the best one of the week. So what do we have? Marvin's monitoring these.
Well, these are
us
on Facebook.
Yes.
And Jay says,
him there, isn't it?
How about
having
that?
A contest on Facebook? Wow.
Jay says my granddaughter started back last week to bed at 8:30, up at 5. She does very well. My mother gave her a reader the other day. I hope she keeps it. It is a school book from 1917.
Wow.
I don't know where it came from, but Mom is 94 and was a teacher. David says, start switching back to an earlier bedtime for the kids. Also switch to the time to get up back to an earlier time so they get accustomed to it the first day. Char says, it's so much easier for me this year as I'm out of town on business and my husband is handling it. That's her tip. Go out of town on business, have your husband do it. Susan says, changing bedtime for my grandkids. This seems to be a theme going here. Changing bedtime for my grandkids that I'm watching is not easy. They had a hard time getting to sleep last night. And Jack says, I think his is pretty interesting, wore snazzy clothes and a suntan. Huh? What does that mean?
I don't know. So back to school tips. Keep them coming. You could win some swell stuff from Office Max for your children to go back to school. The address, facebook.com/Good Day Show. All right, so that takes care of that. Let's get to our television report. All right, so you'll all be thrilled to know that Al Jazeera has
cool.
opened
I know him
for,
well. Al Jazeera. He has a pizza shop down the street.
Yeah,
right. Al Jazeera.
Yeah.
We called him Alan.
This starts actually tomorrow with the government-owned. This is these. The Al Jazeera headquarters are in Qatar. Al Jazeera premiering the Al Jazeera American Network. This was Al Gore's current TV. Now, I'm told it was either, I thought it was today, but it may be tomorrow. Anyway, these folks hired a number of big names in news. Ali Velshi, who used to be at CNN, sold it out. O'Brien used to be at CNN. They're over at Al Jazeera. They have 12 news bureaus around the country, New York, Washington, Nashville, Detroit, Chicago, Denver, Dallas, New Orleans, Miami, L.A., and San Francisco, plus Seattle. They're hoping to operate with a staff of 800. My God, they're going to have to do a lot of billing there.
Wow.
Al Jazeera America will reach 48 million Americans who have subscribed households. Time Warner terminated its distribution of Current TV when Al Jazeera purchased it. Spokespeople for Time Warner have said the door isn't fully closed for Al Jazeera. Negotiations with the network are ongoing. Huh. So Al Jazeera.
Good old Al.
Al. Let's see here. The front runners, this is probably not as exciting as when Jennifer does it, right?
Hmm.
Front runners for the third American Idol judge spot. Jennifer Lopez is going to be one of them. Keith Urban is sticking around, and so they need one more, right? And apparently they've been talking to Will.i.am, thought to be the front runner for the job, but apparently music producer Dr. Luke, whose real name is Lukasz Gottwald, who has done a lot of production of hits like Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone, that kind of stuff. Katy Perry produced for her, California Girls. Anyway, so he may be, does anybody care about this? I don't even know who Dr. Luke is. Should I admit that? Huh? All right, so Roberta's going to like this.
How about the actor that's doing the special little thing that we have on the website today?
Alexander Skarsgård.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes,
gave
True Blood
viewers a bit more of a jaw-dropping finale than they may have expected.
Oh, yes, I actually put it on pause. I had to watch.
He stripped down to his birthday suit in the episode.
Go to the website, Roberta.
Oh, yes.
Fan-favorite vampire Eric Northman, 6'4", revealed all of his full frontal glory.
Yeah.
This is an HBO show, so you can do that. The scene ends with what appears to be him meeting his true death.
Yes, so but he doesn't explode and like into a pile of red goo. So
is that
I think
to happen?
Yeah, that's what happens. I think Pam might wind up saving him. You know, when the next series. Yeah, yeah. I don't think he's gone.
Why do you like this stuff?
Oh, I love vampires.
And zombies. I feel like a zombie right now.
Tina Fey is producing a new comedy set at a co-ed college. She's producing the show, which doesn't have a title yet. So far, both NBC and Fox are trying to get it, so they're bidding against each other, which is probably good for her. Renewal time, Rizzoli and Isles, Major Crimes, and Perception get renewed at TNT.
Oh, I like them.
King and Maxwell, which I've watched. I thought they're a pretty good show. Not sure about that one yet. And Franklin and Rash, I'm not a fan of that show at all. So that's the television. I think that's all I got. That's all I have time for. I know that, but I thought that was pretty thorough. Don't you think that was a thorough report?
I think so.
Absolutely.
All right, there you go. How about that?
What do you expect us to say?
Affirmation by regard of my colleagues. 51 after on Good Day.
Food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Thyself. The words for the day. We're trying to help people start up new businesses. One of the big things on Good Day is my focus on entrepreneurialism through the Dream Big America portion of the program coming up later today. Do you know somebody who loves to ski or skateboard, surf or snowboard? Technology now allows you to track your outdoor activities and see if you are as good as your competition. That's what Mike Hayes talks about next on Startups in America.
Welcome to Startups in America, crowdfunding success stories. Hi, I'm Mike Hayes. I've worked with entrepreneurs for 20 years, and I understand that many are paralyzed by fear of the unknown today. But I also know that fear can be very expensive when it comes to missing the next elevator that's going up. That's crowdfunding. David Lockshin is founder of Alpine Relay, and he and his team of eight have recently launched a business expansion plan on the crowdfunding portal Kickstarter. David's product, named Trace, is an advanced piece of action sports technology for surfboards, skateboards, snowboards, and skis. It gives users detailed information about these outdoor activities. David wants to expand his product line and clarifies why crowdfunding isn't charity, but it's a leg up on the American dream and requires good old-fashioned sweat equity and media savvy.
One of the things with crowdfunding is that people are putting their faith in you. Trace isn't going to fully ship until March. It makes it much easier for them to put faith in you if you show them all of the hard work that's going on behind the scenes, and part of that is answering emails at 10 o'clock at night or 6 in the morning or whenever it is that they send it to you. If they get an instant response, they know that the team behind it is very serious. The team of eight is definitely actively participating in this, and it wouldn't have been a success if it wasn't for their vigilance and hard work and always being on, as I like to call it. when it comes to answering support questions, reaching out to users. You just have to be extremely vigilant, so answering emails as quickly as possible. We've been very active on sites like Reddit and online through our own user base. So you attack it from all sides, and we had been gearing up for this for months beforehand. This isn't just something that we click the publish button and then all of a sudden a wave of people came. We've been teasing people, so letting them know that we're releasing something really special, getting them excited, talking with reporters, posting online in forums and things like that. Reddit is a place where people go to share news and information. And on Reddit there is something called AMA, which is Ask Me Anything. So I went to all of the skiers on Reddit, and I posted Ask Me Anything. And what they can do is then they can type in their questions. So where did you get the idea for Trace? Or will Trace be able to identify this trick? Questions like that. And then I answer them truthfully and honestly. And one of the things about AMA and the ethos of AMA is you're not allowed to not answer a question. People look at that very, very negatively. So any and all of the questions that was asked, I answered all of them. Can't wait to do the next one. And that sort of enthusiasm and that sort of activity really does help people understand what it is they're backing and what it is they're helping fund. And I think things like that are absolutely invaluable. We have to pick our battles very carefully in what we invest our time and money in. And one of the great things about Kickstarter is it gives you a great platform and a great set of tools to really jumpstart your marketing and also understand, are there other people out there that want this? One of the things that's great about crowdfunding is not only can you ask people to help fund that idea, but you also get a sense of how powerful that idea is. And I think that's really the magic behind crowdfunding, and even more important than the money, to be honest, because ultimately a product that no one wants or a product that has too small of a market will not be successful no matter how much marketing you put behind it, no matter how much time or effort you put behind it. And what platforms like Kickstarter do is they eliminate that sort of risk. There are different goals when you go into crowdfunding, and one of the goals is obviously to raise money to get the project started, and the other thing to do is to raise awareness. So one of the things that the tech and some of the big publications that we've gotten is really helpful for raising awareness. So, for example, buyers have reached out to us that they want to stock this product. We've gotten in touch with a lot of people in the industry maybe don't have an association with what we're building, but are interested in learning more, building contacts, and so forth.
You can visit startupsinamericannews.com to learn more about crowdfunding. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mike Hayes. We are especially grateful to all of our crowdfunding success story subjects who have so generously shared their key tools, insights, journalist connections, know-how, and winning attitudes that made their campaigns so successful.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket, I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.